Steinmetz, as I think most people know, was originally a mathematician and to some extent a philosopher, not an electrical engineer, but because he decided to come to the United States, took some courses in Switzerland in electrical engineering and saw that as a possible career path in the United States. And of course, when he came to the United States, he was hired by a fellow immigrant from Germany from an earlier generation named Rudolf Eichmeier, who, again, one of these unsung heroes of invention, who was already in the electrical business. So it was natural for Steinmetz to apply his talents to the electrical business for all those reasons. So he did that, and he did become known in New York City before General Electric ever got involved in the story. He first got involved with a very small mathematical society, and then because there was more, he was working in the electrical era, he got involved with the people who formed the early electrical engineering societies. So I believe he was a fairly well-known name in a small circle. I mean, it didn't take much. There couldn't have been more than 20 or 30 people who were really capable of, particularly on the analytical, the theoretical end of electricity. So he was already well-known in this circle. So the idea that someone had to discover him out of nowhere is a total myth. He was capable. He did this work on hysteresis for Eichmeier, which was an important contribution to their attempt to apply alternating current and motors to elevators and to street railways. So he had done this, and it made quite a splash, and again, in this small community, a big frog in a small pond. So this was all well known before General Electric heard about him. The other point is that Eichmeier's company was developing technology which was very important for the street railway business, and people don't understand that that was viewed as the big electrical business, particularly as you're getting into the 1890s. The lighting business was not viewed as big because everybody rode a street railway to work. So if you made all the motors for the street railway, you were basically getting paid 5 cents, 10 cents a day by every worker in America, whereas the lighting was used by the J.P. Morgans and the rich people before 1900. So the fact that the Eichmeier Company and Steinmetz had valuable patents in the street railway business, and I should point out that most of the valuable patents that GE was after were ones that Eichmeier and others had invented before Steinmetz had joined the company and had very little to do with Steinmetz. GE was anxious to buy this company, frankly, because Thomson, Houston, Edison, particularly, and GE, that branch of the GE lineage wanted to be, I hate to use the word monopoly, but they wanted to own all the valuable technologies, so they wanted to buy Eichmeier. So the idea that they particularly singled out Steinmetz, much less bought the company to get Steinmetz, is a myth. They needed the technology. They bought the technology. Now, no doubt, Rice and Thomson were aware of this brilliant young man working for the company, as they were aware of other brilliant young men working for other companies, and it was certainly to their interest when they bought the company to secure this person's employment. But the idea that they discovered him as an unknown, sort of like a movie star in a drugstore in Hollywood, is just a total myth. He was a well-known person in a small field of electrical engineering.